Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny Bergen is rocking the West Side, the Worldwide West Side Guitar Man. Come on, Johnny. Come on the show today. Thank you, buddy.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
Oh, man. I'm excited. I love your new CD that you got out, and you're jamming Worldwide Blues. You know, since I've been involved in my show here, and, you know, and Delmark Records and Breezy Rodeo made me a cool little ID, and yourself, and you know, just hearing all that blues stuff, and then you're taking it worldwide with your brand new CD, No Borders. So again, thank you for coming on the holiday and spending the time with myself. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, you know, I'm just trying to make the blues tent a little bit bigger and shine a light on some players that never made it to the United States. A lot of them never made it out of their little live houses, and they're just in their little scenes in some remote places of the world, and bring those out to the light.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the neat thing reading about No Border Blues that you have out, you know, featuring the Japanese artists. They are doing it just for the love of the music and the rendition of the old school. And you're the Chicago, you know, you're from Chicago and the blues, and then you reached out and you have such a tour all over the world and, you know, influence. And blues is such a worldwide, oh my gosh, jam and session, huh?
Yeah, it is. And this is a whole series. I mean, like, I just did this live stream that was hosted by the Blues Society of Nepal. And that was really fun. And I met some Nepalese players. And I mean, this whole No Border Blues thing could go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I've been reaching out.
This could be my new groove, you know. Sorry to interrupt.
It's fantastic, you know. And bring us to the beginning of your stuff, your story, you know, you come on, how this all came to be in your life and sharing on the Humagoo today. Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I grew up in Mississippi and South Carolina, and by the time I finished high school in South Carolina, I was seeing some live blues bands that were coming through. Then I went to Chicago in 88, and that's when I really got into it because I met a fellow on the college radio station there, WHBK, who took me out to see Tail Dragger, and that's when I really went down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. And the blues is such an enormous palette, you know, talking to so many artists. Betsy Brown and Blind Raccoon, I've been blessed to be able to play a lot of their stuff. And you have a Howlin' Wolf tribute that you had back in a big CD in 2007. And, you know, obviously Buddy Guy and all that. The difference between the blues, you know, tell us a little bit about that, you know, between the Chicago blues and some of the Delta and all that kind of stuff that you guys are rocking.
Well, Chicago blues is part of a big diaspora of all these people from Mississippi who went to Chicago and plugged it in and turned it up. And it was just a cultural movement and a cultural reflection. And it's been like entrenched for generations now. And you've got families that have been playing the blues. Like, I mean, even like look at Little Ed, his uncle is J.B. Hutto, you know, and, you know, J.B. Hutto learned from Elmore James. So it's like links in a chain. Or I played a lot of shows with Eddie Taylor Jr. I mean, he was only 48. He recently died, sadly. And his father was a great musician. And Eddie's sister, Demetria, is also on Del Mar. And, you know, it's like there's whole blues families in Chicago. So every time, like when I got to Chicago, it was like every day was like Christmas to me.
Oh, yeah.
There was so much blues activity, so much to learn, you know?
Yes, in the history. And you were mentioning I'm in the Milwaukee area, and then you, you know, spent some time here in the Milwaukee area. And Paramount Records, now that was in Port Washington here, and that's the early days of the blues. And God bless all the Ma Rainey and, you know, coming through this way up to Chicago, and what's happening today. We owe so much of the music and the soul and to those ladies and gentlemen and all that in the past, the blues that we have today. And then you were able to, you know, continue that legacy and carry out to Japan and everywhere.
Well, we're going to do our best. You know, there's been four generations of Japanese blues folks. I mean, ever since the 70s, and every 10 years, there's a new crop of players. And my partner was with me on my second to last tour, and she's the one who said, we really got to come back and record. We got to record. And those folks there were like, you want to record with us? It's like they had this inferiority complex. I'm like, yeah, we want to record with you. You guys are killing it. So that's kind of how. And they were real excited about Delmark because Delmark is kind of the most purest blues label out there. I mean, they don't make blues records that want to make millions of dollars, and they don't pattern their records after like Eric Clapton and stuff like that. They just make blues documents that show like what's actually happening. Does that make any sense?
Oh yeah. It's a live living history label, you know, going back. And again, with my show, I have influence and learning and growing with that. You know, going back to 1953, the Delmark label. And I'll tell you what, let's do a track right now. Samurai Harp Attack. Right now, let's
Samurai Harp Attack. And bonus points to anyone who understands the Japanese in there. But I don't want to be a spoiler. So this is like a three harp boogie.
Sounds cool. Let's do it right now. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. And we have a caller coming in, so we'll be rocking in a second.
Oh, great. I'd love to chat with some of my buddies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Live, Humagoo, we are rocking. Johnny Brugen, my guest. And we have another caller. We have a caller with us. So come on aboard, guys. Welcome. Thank you, Johnny.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? I'm speaking with Dave Robbins, one of the best harp players out east. Amplifiers.
That's very kind of you, Johnny. How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you know, we're all proud of you, brother, man. We're all proud of you. We want you to keep the tradition going, you know, through all this COVID crap. You're working hard. I can see you working hard as usual.
Thanks. Thank you. How do you like some of those Japanese harp players?
I mean, I'm digging all the stuff you're doing overseas, man. I mean, God, you know, you're working so hard. I don't know how you do it, bro.
Thanks. Doing what I can. Hey, you know, Tom, Dave actually plays with Mud Morganfield when Mud Morganfield goes out east. So he's a quite accomplished player in his own right, and we've done some shows out in Rhode Island and Connecticut.
Yeah, man, we had a lot of good time. Johnny came over a couple years ago, and, you know, we did a bunch of shows, and, you know, we got to meet each other and became fast friends. I think we complimented each other pretty good on stage. We have a good time, and, you know, I think it's just love to get you back out here, man. I hope this we can get through all this mess and continue on, you know?
Yeah, man, I'll be ready to go out east. I mean, we would have been playing together next week. So,
yeah, we had a couple of good shows lined up, but I was really looking forward to it. Everybody loves you out here, man, you know, and geez, you know, very disappointed it ain't happening, but I think we're all used to the fact what's going on, and we just need to just wait, I guess, you know, until it's safe.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you. Thanks for your encouraging words.
Hey, Johnny, and David.
Dave,
you guys are such a community. I've been blessed to have a lot of blues on my show, and there's no competition, you know, in life in that community. It's just a great part, and thank you for calling and Johnny and all that. We need this in our world. More blues stations all over the FM. I love it, you know.
I wish there was. I've been saying that forever, man. I mean, even the public channels up on the left-hand side of the dial, even way up there, you know, you can't really get enough blues. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. You know, I can't. I love jazz and I love show tunes and all that stuff too. But there's just not enough blues, man. I don't get it.
No, we just keep supporting it and guys like you and keep rocking it and reaching out to the world. So, thank you, sir, for all you do. Thank you for calling. Great.
Well, Johnny's certainly something special, and Johnny is doing a lot to, you know, put Chicago blues up in the forefront where it should be. You know, there's a lot of cats doing jump blues, which is fantastic. A lot of different kinds of blues rock. But when it comes to the real deal, jump blues, I mean the Chicago blues, Johnny's one of these cats that is really, you know, carrying the torch. You know. So he's really to be commended for that. And it's an honor for me to work with Johnny, trust me. For me to work with guys like Mud Morganfield and Glory Bell and these guys and Johnny just as well. I mean, it's just, it means a lot to me, and I think it means a lot to the blues world, you know. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. You have a good day.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling, man. I sure appreciate you. Stay safe.
All right, man.
God bless.
All
thank
right.
you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
All right, you guys take care. Yep.
Thank you, buddy. God bless. Thank you. Very cool, David, calling in. Yeah, very neat. But, yeah, you guys are such a great fans in the community and care about each other. The Blues Society, the International Blues Competition that's held in Memphis, Bridget Purdy and Lawrence Lebo and Dee Miller, these ladies are on my show and interviewed Bridget Purdy live down there a couple years ago at the competition. And, you know, all of that is just great family. And the music is what we have, guys, you know, to bring it all together. So, I, you know, thank you again.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It's been a real privilege, and we'll just do our best to keep it going.
And it's fun. That's the other thing, too. When I'm watching you, man, you are just rocking with your guitar. and you have your other people with you, and it's happy, lively, and you know, blues is such a hidden. I keep saying that over and over, but it's something that we need to bring out and continue today. And the Del Mar, I find, is just like a happy song, a happy trademark record, should I say.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, they're going to love to hear that. And, you know, you, one thing to your point is lots of times, especially when I play in different parts of the world, I can't always bring my band, and I'm playing with people who haven't played with me that much. And lots of times they're terribly nervous, and I really do everything I can to make them feel like everything's going to be okay, you know, so they can relax and get a good performance going. So I'm always like smiling at them and encouraging them and stuff, and, you know, just get them out of their shell a little bit, and it helps. And so I've just gotten into that. Like Little Ed, he's the happiest musician I've ever seen, man. You know, even when he's doing this like heartbreaking blues, like in between his lines, he'll have this giant radiant smile, you know? And I had to learn that. I used to like frown all the time, man. I had to sort of like lighten up, but it comes with maturity, I guess.
That's some cool stuff. I'll tell you what, let's get to a tune right now. Let's play Pumpkin's Boogie. I like that.
Oh, Pumpkin's, yeah. Speaking
any
of
words on that one
yet
before I rock that one? Pumpkin's Boogie.
I think it's about her cat.
It's about your cat?
It's Lee Kanahira, who's a wonderful piano player. And Lee has actually recorded and played with the Cashbox Kings from Madison.
Oh, very
cool. She, out of all the folks on the record, she's the one with the most experience playing in the States. Except there's also a guitarist who lives in Chicago, a Japanese guitarist, Minoru Maruyama. But Lee is kind of a veteran, and she's a wonderful piano player, and she did this little piano boogie about her cat, Pumpkin.
Oh, very cool. And again, everybody can give us a call, 516-387-1328.
516-387-1328.
No, that's okay. And you can listen, too. The Blog Talk Radio allows you to just call, and you can listen on the show, but I'll ask you first to talk. And come on here if you like and ask Johnny a question. And that's kind of the magic of this little setup here for everybody. So we'll be right back with Pumpkin's Boogie. Thank you, Johnny.
Pumpkin's Boogie.
happy. I'm feeling boogieing and going. And thank you, Mr. Johnny Bergen, coming in the show today. Thanks, Bruce. Wow.
My pleasure.
Cool stuff. Yeah. The Worldwide West Side Guitar Man on the Humagoo. Thanks again, man. And featuring all your Japanese artists and anybody wanting to give us a call, 516-387-1328 to talk to the fabulous guitar man. And, yeah, what do you think about, I was just mentioning about Les Paul and the type of guitars that you play. And I always like to check about instruments and stuff because I'm only like 12 miles from Les Paul here in Wisconsin. So that's some cool things.
Yeah, the Wizard of Waukesha.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Any guitars is fine with me, more or less. I can try to get it together on it. But I had a Rickenbacker for the longest time that really had a unique sound. And now I have this Epiphone Sheraton, and I really like those two guitars the best. But, you know, I got my eyes on a – once I start making some money again, then I've got my eyes on something maybe a little sleeker and something I could fly with, because I don't want to damage that Rickenbacker, so I don't want to fly with it. But anyway, that's what I usually use. Oh, you know what's funny? On that session – I tried to bring my Epiphone, and they wouldn't let me fly with it because it was a soft case. So I had to ship it back to my house from the airport, which is miraculous, and that I had enough time to do that. And then I had to fly to Japan, and I had no guitar. So I just borrowed a guitar, and I actually bought a cheap guitar there, and just did the best I can with what I had.
Oh, my. And that's a question. All traveling with your instruments over the world and the different environments, I mean, the different, you know, atmospheres to be able to, it must be very difficult to be in this area.
Yeah, you don't,
that
want,
area.
You don't want to bring something that's really too valuable, you know, because, like, it might get destroyed on the airplane or something. But you also, it has to be good enough that, you know, you're satisfied. So that's what the Epiphone Sheraton's for. But then they wouldn't let me take it. So you play what you play, and you play out of the amp that you play it on, and you can't get, you got to be flexible.
And so many artists are so helpful too, along the way, helping with different instruments for you. I imagine, hey, when you arrive,
yeah.
And you know, sharing all their good stuff. I tell
yeah,
you what,
that's a big deal.
What do you think? Any more live shows coming up? Any more streaming? Anything happening in the future? Oh, and we have a call.
Yeah, I'm going to do some streaming things in Chicago next week. There's going to be a – on the 16th, there's going to be a No Border Blues event at Delmark Studios. So I'll do that. And then on Thursday, the 9th, there's going to be a Trading Fours, which is part of the Chicago Blues Institute, which is a learning online thing that I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Teaching online. If you go to Chicago Blues Institute – or
mm-hmm.
You'll see it. It's got Joanna Connor, Dave Spector, Catherine Davis, the vocalist, and many others. And that's a great thing to be involved in. So I'll send you a link, you know, later on, and you can post it. And it's called Trading for Chicago Blues Institute. And there's a link. There'll
Very
be a link
cool.
for it on my website, too.
Very neat. Cool. We have another caller. Let's bring them in right
okay.
now. Thank you.
All right.
Hello. Welcome to the show with John and Tom. Welcome. Thank you.
Hello.
Who do we have on there?
Am I
Go ahead, Ed. Hi.
This is Amy Fry.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Not much. I was trying to listen for a while, and I couldn't figure it out, so I just thought I'd call in and say hey. I was back at the Smoke Daddy when you guys were playing. I know you know that, Johnny, but, yeah, those were good times. Amazing music,
yeah.
Absolutely mind-blowing.
Well, you- some really nice white boots, I recall.
Thank you.
Thanks for
Thank
calling.
You, very much.
You made my day, Amy.
Thank you,
oh
Amy.
Oh, my gosh. Just hear, I can listen to this program later, right?
Yeah. It'll be on podcast and all that. And, yes, you can listen to it on the phone, too, as you found out. So, Amy, how's your fourth going, and what's happening with your world today?
Well, actually, I was in my own practice space practicing for the last 5 hours, playing some music, getting ready to do a show on Monday. So
great.
It's really hot out here. And, I'm just trying to keep the kitties safe away from the fireworks. But, yeah. Johnny was my guitar teacher. But,
right. Oh, very neat. Thank you for that. That is good stuff. Any other questions for John today? Go ahead.
Do I have questions for Johnny? When are you going to be in Chicago, did you say?
I'll be there the 8th through the 18th.
Fantastic. Well, I'll just make sure I don't leave town then. I'll come see you.
Okay. Well, there's no audiences. So it's just I'm coming in and doing some live streaming.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Too bad you don't have any audiences. There are a couple things happening in Chicago. They're opening up a little bit here. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you get lucky, maybe you can
stick my toe
in audience.
The water.
All right. Well,
good talking with
you guys
girl.
On the show. Yeah. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Karen.
Thank you. God bless for calling in. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Johnny.
You bet.
Hey, guys, you can be able to listen to on the queue. I'll put you in there and you can hear it too, right on the phone. Thank you. Here we go. Tell you what, we're going to play that Sweet Home right now. Any words about that tune, Johnny, before I get that one going, Sweet Home Osaka?
You know, we did all this in one day, and it was like 8 or 9 hours or something, and this was the last song, and it kind of was one of those group ensemble efforts, and it recognizes all the hometowns that the participants were from, and
mm-hmm.
it makes our little about the universality of Chicago blues.
Very cool, and we do have another caller, too. We'll be right back, okay? Hang on. Thank you.
Sure.
fled to the land of the rising sun.
Thank you, Johnny, for coming back on air in the Room of Blues tonight. And we're joined with Amy and Nicole, rocking and rolling. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Johnny, for coming back. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
The Smoke Daddy, beautiful girl.
We spent half the time over what Johnny would get us. That show turned into their show is the Smoke Daddy, were a big social scene. And one thing I remember is, we'd all be dancing like crazy to music or talking or something, and then all of a sudden they'd play something that was just completely mind-blowing, and everybody would just stop talking. They'd be like, oh, my God, what did you guys do? It was great.
There were lots of dancing at the bar top and such things like that.
Yeah, well, you guys made my day, man.
You made our day. Hey, we love you, Johnny. You're one of my favorite guitar players.
Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you.
One day. Right,
you were sharing how many young people Johnny has brought to the scene, to the blues, with his lessons and continuing that. And share a little bit about that for the folks today.
Absolutely. You're talking to me or Nicole? You go, Nicole.
Well, I mean, I listened to the blues a lot from my grandmother, but not to the extent that I got into it after I started hanging out at the Smoke Daddy with Johnny and people like Dave Myers and Tail Dragger and Little Arthur Duncan and Barkin' Bill Smith. And we just got introduced to all kinds of guys, and you get to sit there and talk with them and listen to them play and hang out with them at their houses. We would have never had that opportunity, I don't think, had we just stumbled into legends one night. You know, we didn't know John
right.
or anybody. Don't you think so, Amy?
Yeah, I totally agree. Actually, I wasn't, being from Chicago, I wasn't that into the blues. Because nobody was playing things that really caught me that much. But then I went to see Johnny, and he played a different kind of blues than I was used to hearing. And it's so representative of some early blues styles that just are, you don't hear them that much, you know, unless you go to the right place. So I was introduced to a whole new world of music through those guys, and it changed me. It changed the way I look at music and the way I look at blues and so much. It's just, I'm so appreciative and so lucky that I got to be a part of that.
Yeah, and we all feel lucky that we were a part of that. Everybody I talked to from 20 years ago feels the same way, or 20 whatever years ago. And the cool thing for me is I get to pass it down to my kids who are really young, and they can identify Johnny by his voice and his guitar. They can identify Tail Dragger, and they're 12 or 13 and 10, so that's really cool, you know. And I quiz them all the time. It's true.
Wow, you guys, you know, that's amazing. It's like a rippling pond, you know.
It is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and I have guitar students myself that I teach them, you know, I teach them a lot of old blues songs and some of the stuff that you taught me, Johnny. So it's fun. It is. It is like a rippling pool, and who knows what's going to happen to them from that source too. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Well, very Nicole powerful. And Amy, you guys made my day, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
That's a beautiful story, ladies. Thank you for sharing and calling in on the 4th and with Johnny here. And again, that's all my show is about, is just passing on the notes and the karma of the music. And I've been influenced and blessed to hear Del Mark and Johnny and Breezy Rodeo actually is the first blues guy from Delmark that showed up. And I'm like, oh, I love that. It's happy. It's happy. I come from the Who, you know, we rock and we're smashing guitar kind of stuff, you know. But when you hear it, it's like, whoa, it's rock and roll, baby. All the blues, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
And I'm telling you, mainstream, when we hear it in mainstream, I thought it was all the other rap or whatever. I mean, I try not to slam too much on that, but there is other music out there. And hearing it from you and, the teaching and, wow, everybody.
Yeah.
True.
Okay.
Yeah. And
what would you say, Nicole?
I want it to last more than what it, the blues I feel is somewhat dying, because a lot of the old guys are going. And the more we can all listen and enjoy it and pass it on to our kids, the more we can keep it alive. And I think it's really important. I really do.
Well said.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a lot of talent. Blues is a lot of talent. I mean, genre, but what do you different instruments with the horns and all that, the way you guys presented it. It's really
right.
Cool
There's
stuff.
There's not a lot of music that's going to make you sit there and just, cry over your gin, with your gin in your hand because it's so damn good. It's so damn good.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And let's hope the COVID all gets away and we can all get together and have a big blues festival. But you're going to be online. Johnny was saying he's going to be on the Delmark's going to have a little show coming. He'll be there and we'll all be together in the Karma and the Roots.
Cool.
So thank you, ladies.
That's right.
We can do
okay,
a
guys.
Get ready for Tail Dragger.
That's right. Yeah, that'd be great, Nicole. Coming right up.
And,
all right, you go with better behave yourself, okay?
Well, oh, that's a tall order. We're staying home and staying safe.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, ladies. I'll tell you what, I got a song will line up with that one. Old School Player. For everybody.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you, Connie. And then we'll go.
I'm an old school player. They know my name up and down the line. I'm an old school player. They know my name up and down the line. Old school player, all my work is guaranteed. take my time and do it right. I'm an old school player. I take my time and do it right. I'm gonna give you peace of mind. Hey. Morning, noon, and night.
Johnny, thank you for coming back on the show, and we had callers, and what a great time. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thanks everybody who called in, and thank you, Tom. It's a privilege to be on your show. I really enjoyed it. Thanks to John Baker, my buddy. We used to play together in the Eddie Burks band 25 years ago or more. Great bassist. He called Dave Robbins, great harp player, and Amy and Nicole. So thanks for calling in, and you know, I hope to talk to you again soon.
God bless. We will for sure. I know you got a scoot, you got an appointment, and wow, what a great time. I love it. I'm so blessed that I could bring this together today, everybody, and everybody be safe, and just rock the blues, and hurry up, baby. It's going to carry us out. Thank you, Johnny. Peace, bro.
Okay. All right. Take care. That's Nakomi Tanaka from Kobe. She's singing that, and hope you enjoy it.
Wow. Super. Thank you, bro. All right.
Better hurry up and get you someone again. You think you have a dick of gold and all the land. You think you got a dick, got your fun. I think you had a better stop taking the sun. You better hurry up, baby. You better hurry.
When it's gone, it's gone.